Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. What's the secret code? What?
Joystick, the joystick show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back this week. It's a
Monday.
Wednesday? Wednesday. I don't know. Wednesday evening. We're recording the joystick show.
So yesterday, I was like chilling, and I was like, oh, it's only Monday. And I was like, wait a minute, it's Tuesday, and we have Friday off, so it's technically a Wednesday.
That's right, because you're in that child mode where like you live and die by the days of the week of school. So cool. Gosh, enjoy that. Stay with that. Savor that, buddy. Because one day you'll realize, oh, I'm working Friday. Just like
wait,
the old pop.
Wait, you guys have to work on
Good
Friday? You have to work?
Well, I'm part-time doing
stuff. You
know,
if you're Jewish, you don't have to work on Fridays.
Really? All Fridays, every Fridays.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like this thing called.
You can determine what you want to do.
I don't want to like say anything. No, but like it's this weird thing called like I don't even know something. I don't know, but it's something Jewish. Okay.
Do you realize this is a video game show and not a
religious
podcast?
I know, but I'm just saying.
Somebody, it's like I don't know about it.
Apparently,
but it's
kind
of
something. You don't work on those days, but maybe you work on like Saturday. I don't know, but.
Well, good. So then you know what? Maybe we'll follow the footsteps, but I don't think so. I think I must work this journeyman. The Wandering Jew. Oh, wow, it all works together. No,
wait,
it doesn't.
What?
Not at all, actually. Okay, so let's talk video games. We're off track already. We're not even 2 minutes into this podcast. Good times.
Okay.
All right, so how do they be a part of the show? And they're going to want to be a part of this show this week, right? Because of something coming down the pike.
Deal of the week.
Go ahead, talk to them.
Right, well, there's joystickshow@gmail.com, which is how you can email us. Joystickshow.com, which is our website, and at joystick_show on Twitter, where we can just chat.
Chat and tweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got the Discord, too. We got to add Discord on there, because I'm on all the time now. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Joystick Show.
Yeah, we should have a
it's
Discord
It's at Joystick
server.
Show on Discord as well, so we need to add that up, because now I'm all about Discord, and
that's
I'm a coordinator.
Discord server or friend?
Yes.
Adding as a friend.
As a friend.
Because we could probably set up a server.
We could set up a server under us, too.
Right.
Actually, I've talked to them about that. But that's if we want to do some kind of live show or something, which I thought would be fun to do as well. But anyways, right now, that's how you can join us. We're at Discord, so you want to add that to the mix. For sure, you'll catch us on me a lot, actually, and we're going to talk about it. Why? Oh, before, though, we hit the gaming front, let's do our sponsor. Let's bring them to the forefront of this. Ready? Oh, you're going to love this. All right. Guys, I'm going to just warn you, all right? Be prepared. You might want to turn this down. Just warning you. Okay, there it is. That's my peeps. I just gave it to the Rumble Pack. Sponsor, How to Tame Your Gamer Handbook. Are you listening to this podcast in the car with your significant other? Are you secretly thinking, boy, if he or she just spent a tenth of the time focused on me as he or she does on the content of video games, well, we would just be better. This book is for you. Stop him from fast-forwarding this and take down this website, www.howtotameyourgamer.net. Just $19.99, audio or bound books. But wait, if you order now, you'll receive absolutely free How to Tame Your Adolescent Offspring Gamer. Free with every order purchase. So order now. Oh, I tried.
Taming a human being?
Huh? Taming?
Taming a human being.
Taming a human being, baby. It's so PC, non-PC. Of course, the rest of the show has already been non-PC. Religious talk, everything. Just keep it going. My gosh. We're off the rails. All right, let's talk on the gaming front. What are we doing? What are you doing?
I am playing... Well, I guess right now what I'm playing is Rust, which I've talked about it a while ago.
Yeah.
Which is just a survival game that I like.
Oh,
but
you're playing
it's
a survival game.
Because,
go figure.
No, because it's more... Because, like, you go on servers where every week or month they'll wipe, so you start over. But you gain, like, you get clans, and you get a giant clan base, and you take over the map.
Right.
And you're owning it for that month. The next thing you know, they wipe the server, but then you start all over again.
No kidding. And are you upset when they wipe the server, or is it good when they wipe the server?
It's good because you get all your trees back that you needed to outbuild. It all depends on the situation you're in, because it's bad if you're, like, the top owner of it. You have everything.
You're the dude. You're the boss, Hoss.
It's good if, like, you just joined in. And there are so many people have done other stuff, and you just started. Once you can, obviously, it gets wiped. Everyone's on the same, like, playing level field.
Right,
so
right.
It's fun. And right. Then the other thing I was playing is Witness. The Witness, it's called. It was free on Epic Games a week or two ago. I never had a chance to play it, and then I finally got around to playing it. And it's actually pretty interesting. So it's not. I don't know if. Fun would be the word for it, because I mean it's not boring, but it, like
I hope not, since you're investing time.
But like it's kind of fun. But the main thing that keeps me into it is because it's just interesting. It's one player.
Yeah. What do you do?
But you basically, like, it's like a puzzle game, and so you're set in this world. You don't know where you are, but it's this little map, or it's a pretty big map, but it's the only place you're in the entire game, and you explore it by doing puzzles. And unlocking different doors, and like maybe you'll even get to somewhere and be like, oh, I can't do anything with this. And then you go off, and an hour later of playing, you'll be like, oh, and then that cord leads all the way back to that door while you've been unlocking all this other stuff. And it's like everything you do, like every turn you make,
it's a puzzle.
Yeah, every turn you make, it's a puzzle.
I
want
to
try
this. I used to do a game called Myst. Actually, before that, there was a game called Zork. Look it up. Yeah. Zork 1, Zork 2, Zork 3, Zork 4.
Sounds like a choose-your-own-adventure
book.
It
was kind of like that, but it was for on computers. Awesome. Mm. Awesome game. But Myst was the first game where they took that, and they kind of added more graphical interface to it, which made it really cool than just text and stuff.
Yeah.
But so this is like the Uber Day, modern day version, right? And it's called what again?
The Witness.
The Witness. And how did the Rumble Pack get it? For free?
It was for free. I don't know if it still is.
Okay.
It's on Epic Games. You can check.
Oh, on Epic Games, not Steam, not their... Yeah, so it's on Epic Games Store.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the interesting thing is, like, it's a pretty good quality game. Like, it was originally $40.
And really? And it's free? Wow!
You know what?
What?
Not thinking about it. It might have been free for a weekend, but then again... But once you download it, you get it forever.
Oh, no.
You can try it, but I'm like 90% sure it's not
going to be there. So if the folks going in, it's $40, is it worth it or not? To pay that kind of money.
It all depends on the kind of person. Because I remember I was on my friend. I was on a Discord call with my friend, and he
on a Discord call?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't understand.
And he really enjoys the game. Like, he spent so much time on it, and every time I join the call, he's playing it, and he's, like, really interested in it.
Right.
So if you're that kind of person...
Yeah.
I mean...
So, do you remember the game Portals 2?
Yeah.
How much fun that was? Mm-hmm. If you like Portals 2, is this a game that you'll like, you think?
No, because it's by yourself, and it's more calm and peaceful.
Oh, good point. That was co-op. And yeah.
Honestly, the only thing I don't like about it is a lot of the puzzles, there isn't that much of a, like, diversity between the puzzles.
Oh.
A lot of them is just going to the screen and filling out these dots or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
So they're not really hard. You know what I always wanted to play?
I mean, they're hard.
Are they? Like... Well, I always wanted to play Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider, those games had a lot of puzzles in them, if I remember correctly.
Tomb Raider,
yeah. And I never really got to, because I didn't
And
play.
That's like a survival almost.
It is. Right? I almost guarantee you would love that game. Going back, you know, I'm talking
like
going back
Assassin's
to like...
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about going back to like Xbox 360 games.
Tomb Raider?
The Tomb Raider original. They had like all these...
Isn't the newer one's probably better?
Well,
better
graphically, graphic. But not, I think the puzzles and everything you had to do in that were awesome, and I never got to play it. So I would definitely check that out if you have a chance. But yeah, so you're playing Rust. Okay.
What are you playing?
So this week I actually have been playing. I was playing the VR for a while, but I sat down because I'm again battle teching it up, right? Trying to learn this whole lore and everything, reading the books and everything. Well, I found out that the best way to get better at the tabletop game is by playing the online game, and I usually go to Tabletop Simulator, right? I own that, and you can do that. You can go there and play it from there, right? Mm-hmm. But they actually have—they created an entire game. I might have mentioned it on the show before briefly, but if you go online, I'll try to put it in the notes. It's Mega Mech. MEGAMEK. And it's kind of weird because it's really a two-dimensional. It's really not very graphical game, but it's a very strategic game, right? So if you like that type of stuff where you want to take out your mechs that we play, you know, the mechs that I painted and all that stuff, well, you can take those mechs and put them digitally online, and they have the same same weapons and all that kind of stuff. And you can go on and play the game as though you would play a tabletop. So it's not BattleTech, which I am waiting to go on sale because I'm a cheap, right. But you definitely want to take a time to take a look at this because it's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. You go on. Now, it's a heavy learning curve. So I recommend if somebody wants to learn, if A, they're into BattleTech or just love staunchy, big, metal, mech-y things that you want to shoot things up with, right? Yeah. Give me a shout. You can go on to Discord. That's where you're going to find us, Joystick Show on Discord, playing that a lot. But it's called Mega Mech. And it's really neat to go through. It's a really good community of guys out there. I'm still playing with those the Wolfnet dudes. And so that's what I've been doing this week. And the best part, it's free, 90 free. Best price out there. So you get the chance to play a little bit, get to understand the game better. And then if you like to do some bigger geeky stuff with miniatures and tabletops, you can check it out. So that's what I am dudin'.
Cool.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's hit the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! Alright, what's in the news?
We have some information on the PS, and the new PS coming out.
Oh, yeah, the PS5, right? Whatever they're going to call it. I don't, they probably would call it PS5. They called it PS3, PS4, and probably PS5.
Yeah, maybe.
It was interesting because it caught my eyes. The title of it was Sony's PlayStation 5 is the most exciting yet boring next-gen console so far. Right, so you think about it, because you know Microsoft, how they're coming out with the diskless, is that right? Diskless.
Yeah.
It just sounds wrong, but I think that's right, right? The diskless.
The
non-disc console.
Diskless.
Yeah.
I was just reading something on there earlier today, and when I said it, it sounded right, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, they're all talking about that, right? Moving that direction, so CDs. There's no CDs or anything to put in to play. Well, they're saying Sony's not going to be that way. They're going to continue doing the same thing they've been doing before, right?
Yeah.
They own their own thing. They're not doing a lot of sharing either cross-platform, except VR. They do a little bit, but certainly not in their consoles that they're playing. But it was really interesting because, you know, the big thing they're talking about is that it's not rocket science, but yet for PS players, PlayStation, they're going to have backward compatibility for all of their PS4 games, and I think some other threes as well. So that's, you'd be like, as Xbox guys were like, because like a ton of games are. Well, they don't do that a lot, right? So the fact they're doing it is a big deal for the next-gen console coming out. So that's why it's really exciting, but it's kind of like, hello.
Wait, the fact that they're doing backwards compatible. Isn't Xbox doing...
Yeah,
all
Xbox,
backwards compatible.
Many, I said they're doing everything. I mean, all 360, some...
Are they doing, like, the new Xbox coming out, are they doing every 360 game?
Yeah, I believe so. Every 360, every whatever. I think there's some kind of compatibility there.
I know they're doing... Is the Xbox the one where they're doing where you bring it to, like, a retailer and you say, I want this to be downloadable content?
Yeah, they're working out. I think they're going to do deals with GameStop and Best Buy and a bunch of others that sell it. You know, Target's probably Walmart's. Mm-hmm. That was kind of interesting in how they, you know, they're talking about it being a system capable of 8K graphics. And, you know, the major thing is that, you know, it's like, okay, you start talking about how great CPU speed is and graphics cards and everything. People start going, well, it's kind of, right? Mm-hmm. But really, it's going to be a freaking crazy machine. I mean, 8K, they didn't even come out with that, you know what I mean? Yet, right now, yet they're going to be working on all this type of stuff. As well. So the console will include a drive, right, for its physical disc, and will support the current PlayStation VR hardware too, so you can plug and play that into the new machine as well, since that's doing pretty well. So I thought that was some good information as well. But you saw something in the news that was fantabulous.
The more I think about it, I'm actually super excited for this game, because like, okay, I'll just say it's so I always do that. I always wait and tell you, and then I say what it is like after. It's this new Star Wars game. They're coming out. Lego Star Wars game, sorry.
Yeah.
Lego. Lego Star Wars game. It's going to be called, or it's basically the ultimate Lego Star Wars game that's going to have every single, I guess, movie in its game up to now. I think, I don't know about The Last Jedi. I definitely know The Force Awakens is going to be in it. I'm not quite sure about The Last Jedi. If this game's coming out, even if they're going to do the new one coming out in November.
Right.
So,
I don't know, like Rogue One. Solo, or you know, I mean, I don't know.
They might make DLCs for that. But every single one of like the main thing in the saga of like
right. Because I remember you talking to me saying one of your favorite games of all times, right? I mean, mm-hmm. how much fun it is. I hope they do, like you said, the better puzzles or like
yeah.
cooler things.
Because here's the thing. Yeah, but if they do... Okay, here's the problem with LEGO games now. Is I love the Star Wars games because I hope they don't focus it on combat. Because the LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 game, everything about that game was so good. Graphics, amount of characters, free roam... just everything, except for the fact that the missions and everything, it was all mainly focused on combat because it's superheroes. And LEGO game combat is the worst, most boring thing you'll ever play in a video game.
Right.
Because it's just so bad and it's hard to hit. It's just not...
Yeah, well, maybe they got a little better at hitting it, but...
Anyways. I don't know. It's just really hard, but...
How about a LEGO VR version?
obviously, there's got to be combat in it. And that's fine, but like I just hope they focus around story and definitely diverse puddles,
some clean ones, maybe some pudding puddles.
No, but like diverse puzzles because it gets they get boring after doing it. But yeah, I'd love to get this, pick it up for the Switch if it's coming out there. I'd love to pick it up there.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of details either on it. It's kind of strange up, so I hope there's no.
I hope it's not one of those things where they always just cancel the game.
They say it's going to happen, and doesn't. But mm-hmm. I know LEGO's is still going strong, so there's something up there as well going on. So cool. What else do we have in there? Oh, did you see, we actually get a lot of listeners from across the pond, as I say, across the Atlantic in Europe. A lot of UK folks and people watching it. It was interesting because if you think about it, I mean, gaming is a community together, no matter what part of the world you are, quite frankly, you know, like anything, it's a tribe. People that are gamers can hang with each other, talk gaming and so forth. And I thought, you know, what's interesting is like, but how different is it in different countries, you know what I mean? Or different sides of the world, much less countries. And when I took a look, like Europe was interesting. So I said, well, what are they playing right now? What are their top games? And they showed this, came out when I searched it up and they had a top, and it's actually pretty recent too. It was as of, I think, this year it came out.
April.
Yeah, so it's in April. So the top 10, so we'll start from
it's
number 10.
It's actually pretty similar to ours,
too. Right? So that was my point, is that, I mean, there is some games. I was wondering, is there any Asian-based games? You know what I mean? Is there some of the anime games? Is it more popular than in here? But not really. So the number 10, we'll do the 1 through 10. Number 10 is what?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right. Spider-Man. Yeah. So they're loving that game that came out, too. Number 9?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right?
That game is... been out for like 8 years and it's still coming up on the top sellers on Steam and all that. Like,
is it really? Yeah,
it's pretty insane.
Well, they always do a lot of downloadable content though, don't they, for that?
Yeah, I think so.
To keep up with it, I don't know. I stopped playing
well,
after
they don't do a lot, but they do add it
maybe. Wait, which one was the third one? Miami, the Miami one.
It was just called Miami or
no,
Surfer
something. I don't know who's on the cover.
There's San Andreas.
There's San Andreas. That was it. I played that, I think, a little bit. All right, number 8
is New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. I want to pick that up soon.
So for that's is that the Wii U?
Switch.
Oh, the Switch.
The Bros. U Deluxe. I don't know why they call it the U, but
yeah
there's so
that's
many
kinda weird.
Cool Switch games, but
yeah.
Well, because Super Mario Bros. Wii U was the one.
Oh,
was
Wii
the Wii
U.
U.
This is just the U Deluxe.
And then this is just
okay.
The U.
Number 7, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. That's I've seen that around. I haven't played much of it and heard about it, but it's number 7. Number 6.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah. And that's we got something coming up too. There's a downloadable content for that's out too. And that's a good game, pretty strong. Number 5.
It's Yoshi's Crafted World for the Switch. I know that came out on. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I don't really care for it too much.
No. Yeah, it made it top 5 for those folks. Number 4.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Right, the Mario Kart doing pretty well.
Okay, I mean, I don't see why that's number 4. That should be replaced with Spider-Man, if you ask
me. You're a little biased.
Because, I mean, I don't know.
No.
Mario Kart, they literally just they took Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
Put it on the Switch and added a map and said Deluxe, and that's top 4 versus Spider-Man, which took years of of creation, better graphics, and that's
not always how it is. It's not how it sells. But check this out, we're at the top 3. But before we do that, the other ones out of the top 10, 1 2, 3, 4 are Nintendo-based Switch games, or just Nintendo-based games out of the 10, which is pretty substantial, right? Mm-hmm. So that Nintendo's got to be doing really well over in Europe. Number 3.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep, that's a good game across the board. I think everybody's loving that. Here's the interesting one that popped up. Of course, it's Europe, so you can...
FIFA 19,
yeah. Soccer,
baby. That's a Switch
baby.
Game, too.
Huh? Is it?
That's on Switch.
All right, I assume that was going to be up there. It's funny, like, Madden isn't on there. Yeah, I think that's, like, 186. Yeah. I don't know. And, drum roll. The number one loved game in Europe is...
The Division 2.
The Division 2? What?
My video Isn't that production. Good? My video production teacher plays that game.
So really?
It's pretty cool.
Is it?
He always rants about it when we come into the classroom. He's like saying how awesome it is.
Oh, wow. So. I have not played that game. Have you played it at all or no?
Nope.
Nope. Interesting.
I don't really even know anything about
it. Neither. I mean, The Division, I remember, was pretty decent when it came out. I think that's the one. Isn't that the one where you could take an iPad and like bring in a helicopter?
I think that. Or
was that something else?
Maybe, yeah. That's,
I think it was The Division.
Watch Dogs?
Oh, wow. Maybe you're right. I would have said no right up until you said that. Because I'm not sure. I think it was Division, though. I'm not sure. I have to look at it.
You know what? There was the one. Wow. I think I know what you're talking about. There was this World War app. Or this war app. It was a war game. It was like World War II, just straight up World War II.
Really?
And it was coming out, and you were able to control the ships coming by. Or you, like, I don't know. But or maybe it was a different game. Yeah. No, you'd call in a ship, and then you control.
No.
I don't know, but... I'm just curious, where did that game go? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but there was this really cool, it was so hype, and I don't even know where it is. It was literally just called World War II or something like that.
Oh.
But it had like more, and it was literally just like it was like a Call of Duty, but it wasn't Call of Duty.
Wow.
It was all
know.
Sad.
You're going to have to find out.
You seriously
out what that
don't
is.
Know?
For the next show, I have no idea.
We mentioned it in our show.
We did?
Yep.
Because I know there's the Call of Duty World War II, there's the Battlefield 5, which is World War II, there's, Oh, I think no. Are you sure that wasn't just like Battlefield or one of the games?
Maybe, but I'm pretty sure.
I think
sure
it was
wasn't.
A video that we saw that we might have said something. But anyways, okay, we'll have to check it out for sure. I'm not sure, but it's it is kind of cool though when you look at it and say there is a lot of similarity in gameplay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is in the U.S. What do you think? What's missing here without looking as far as the top five in the U.S. that isn't top five over there?
Without looking, what?
Like, what do you think the top five U.S. games are that's not on here? Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. Fortnite.
Apex?
No, Apex was popular.
Rainbow Six Siege? For sure.
No, Rainbow Six Siege isn't as popular. It's popular, but it's not like...
It's top 10 in the country right now, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
I can see God of War being on there, because it was on Game of the Year.
God of War?
Or it was on Something of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Red Dead, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's on here. I'm saying stuff that
isn't
on here.
The Division 2 might be on there.
Really?
Top 10, at least. I don't
know. Interesting. Oh, I know. Maybe a Witness. No, just kidding.
Borderlands 3 is coming too. That
oh, that's good. Oh, Crackdown 3.
No, that's not going to be on there.
No.
I don't know. We got four
faded
of them.
Fast. Okay. Pretty cool.
No
though.
Particular order.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what else? Do we have anything else? Or is that
that's the news?
The quickie, right? Quick news? All right. That's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News.
All right. So... As we usually look at it, I'd like to take this moment to play this section, even though... So wait, let's just play it. Ready? Riff rap. All right. So what is the riff rap?
Nothing.
Not a de particular.
Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Yeah, playing, but nothing new.
Yeah,
more Twisted Arrow.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
I got on and played some Minecraft VR the other day.
Oh, did you really?
For the first time, actually.
So it isn't.
You know what's funny though? What? I got up and the first thing I wanted to do just broke a bunch of trees and built straight up. And I looked down.
Oh,
and I kind of got.
You jumped?
It was weird. I jumped. Yeah.
Oh no.
And it was kind of freaky the first second. Then as I was falling, I was like, oh okay.
Okay, I know what's going on.
Yeah, but
oh,
there's
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. But I bet if you're running and all of a sudden, whoa, you fall.
Yeah,
I bet it's
kind of
weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So cool. So nothing major on the riff rap, playing a little bit. Okay, it's time for the
deal of the week.
That's right. That's right, son. You ready? You ready to give this up? It's the first time, right? And what are we, show number 63? 63A?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That we're doing this? We scored ourselves some codes, special key codes for
World of Tanks.
That's right. Have you guys ever played World of Tanks? By the way, I think World of Tanks logo is awesome. Yeah, it does, sure. However, remind me of Tiger Woods a little bit. I just gotta be honest with you. But I was playing. I was playing World of Tanks back on the 360. Back then, when it first came up on the screen or on the storefront, it was free. Because if you know about World of Tanks. Free game to download to play. It's just a pay to play, right? You can upgrade, buy tanks. You can buy skins for tanks. You can do a lot of things. You can grind out though and get tanks and different weaponry and armor and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we scored ourselves. We actually have four special codes here that we want to give out to the Rumble Pack. If you are a World of Tanks gamer player, right, and do not have this, it's a wargaming.net is the company that puts it out. There is a special release for their, what was it called? Is it really just a expansion day or something like that? I think they added a bunch of stuff. So if you're a player, you know more about this than we know. But what they're offering up on this code is four tanks, four, F-O-U-R. You can get yourself a T-25 pilot tank. It's a medium tank, United States tank. A T-92 light tank, U.S. tank. You can pick yourself up a light tank German. It's a Lechpes. I'm probably butchering this.
L-E-K-P-Z.
It must be an acronym.
M4190. Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay. And then also a ELC Even 90, which is a light tank, which is a France, a tank from France. Mm. I think it's might be powered by horses. No, that's Poland. Never mind. So, yeah, so we got the four tanks out for you. So how do they get these codes? There's only one code for each person. I got four out there for the Rumble Pack, first come, first serve, right? Mm-hmm. So how do they...
tweet us.
They want to tweet us? Is there anything you need to do or just say, I want one?
Just say, you know what? Tweet us the words supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You can't even say that. Yes, wait, that's more than 100 or 280 characters, right?
Nope.
No. No? Okay. So.
Just tweet us. Tweet us World O Tanks.
World of Tanks?
World of Tanks, yeah.
Cool. All right. So in the first four that do that, we will PM you back with the code that you can type in and take it. It's good, I'll tell you right now. So for our disclaimer, is now through July 13th is when it's good for. So yeah. If you're listening to the show. Yeah, of 2019. So if you're listening to the show and it's past July 13th of 2019, these codes do not work. Then again, if we haven't got four people to pick these up by then shame on us. So, anyways. So, yeah. There's four available. So, get them while they're hot, hot, hot. And that's it. All right. So, lastly, we have new releases. Let's take a look. What do we have here? Coming out the week of April 21st through the 27th. We have Jupiter and Mars. Oh, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a great game to, like, you know, space flight and do everything.
Yeah.
What? But it has nothing to do with planets. It actually has everything to do with dolphins named Jupiter and Mars.
Oh,
so you
must be like, yeah, I was going to say, even the picture looks like a galaxy or something.
It does, but no, I think you just swim around together. Oh. It'd be beautiful.
Hold up. Mortal Kombat 11? Is coming to the Switch on it. Whoa, wait a minute.
Wait, it's coming to the Switch before?
Wait a minute.
Before it hits everything? No, not possible. That's gotta be wrong.
Wait a minute. I thought that was coming out later in the year. Like, I'm talking like August or September.
Yeah.
And then it just pops up?
No, that can't be. It's gotta be the trailer of it, is probably when it's coming out. No?
Hold up. You continue. I'm going to look at the release
date. You got to do it. You got to figure it out. Because I told you, you know how bad this site can be for us, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, but we do know coming out this coming week is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It's that DLC, the story arc 2.
April 23rd, 2019. That's for Xbox. April 22nd for Switch.
Oh my gosh, because probably down here.
It's actually coming out.
Oh, there it is right there. Mortal Kombat 11. It's here.
April 23rd.
It is. It's the big release. See, we didn't miss that one.
Or I guess it's coming out 23rd.
Are you going to get it? Are you going to talk about it? You get it? I think H-Bomb is.
I'm getting it. But I'm deciding if I'm going to get on my Switch or the Xbox. Because here's the thing. If you get on your Switch, you can play it on the go. and like in the car, you can fight your friends.
Oh, good point.
That's the upside.
Take one of those little thingies and
yeah, battle. But that's the upside. But the two downsides are that the controllers are hard, but I can always buy new controllers. So if we're not counting that, the graphics on the Switch. Yeah. That game's all about the graphics.
It really is.
And the graphics on the Switch aren't good.
Yeah, so.
They're like Mortal Kombat, like, eight graphics. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So all right, well, that's a big release, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. So get it. It's on all of it in Europe, Australia, United States, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Mortal Kombat 11. You know, just 11. You know, it doesn't make me feel old. I remember the first one.
Yeah. No. It should have done XL.
Or you just blew me off by saying, yeah. You realize that?
What?
What did I just say?
You said that you had it. You said that you played it a long time ago. It was Mortal Kombat 11.
I just wanted this point.
I had an idea. Hey,
don't listen
to
your dad. I know you got something going on in your head. Let it out. Let it out, buddy.
Okay. Well, now you forgot what I was going to say. No, I just kidding. Okay, so. Gosh, you made me forget it. It was important.
All right, so let me go back. Ready? Okay. So, Mortal Kombat is coming out for Europe, United States, and across the pond in Australia for PS4, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
Just keep talking.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure it out. Just keep talking.
Just keep talking. All
right. So, what else we have? We have Dragon's Dogma.
I think I was just going to talk about how much I really liked the game because I played this one and I was like a Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. That's what got me into Mortal Kombat to get the 10.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. No. Okay. So, I'm surprised they didn't do Mortal Kombat XL. Well, because what they were going to do for XL, I know that wouldn't be right, but still, like...
X1.
XL, because it's the next game, so XL is, like, a greater version, so Mortal Kombat XL. But instead, they did a DLC of Mortal Kombat XL, and it came with every DLC in the game.
Oh, right.
But, like, even, they didn't even do Mortal Kombat X and then a 1 after, or they could have made that look cool, like the X, and they have the 1 attached to the X.
Oh, yeah, make it all bloody.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what characters, by the way, you think it's going to be? Is there any cool characters? Like, last one was Predator, best character ever. I played him every time.
He was a cool-looking character. Actually, it was, it was one
there was
of
Jason on there.
Jason
there
was overpowered.
Yeah, there was aliens.
There was this guy, I think he was from the...
Freddy Krueger?
No, Freddy Krueger. He had a chainsaw. He had a mask on. Or a human mask.
From Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw, yeah.
Massacre, yeah. Wait, Jason was overpowered big time?
Yeah. Well, not big time. Not as overpowered as Scorpion. Scorpion's always overpowered, but he was pretty good.
Gotcha. Because
he did a lot of damage.
Gotcha. All right, so big game coming out. I'm hoping they got some cool characters. I'm hoping they bring back,
a few.
You know what would be awesome? If they brought back Urkel against Elf.
What?
Never mind. It's before your time. You have to Google.
Urkel is... I know what Urkel is, but I don't know...
Elf? You don't remember Elf?
Will Ferrell Elf?
No.
What?
No, it was a TV show with this little alien creature. Anyway, ask the Goog. You'll see. You'll be like, what were you watching, Dad? What happened in your generation that made you go wrong? Oh, now I know why you are the way you are. All right. Dragon's Dogma. Dark... Horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out for Nintendo Switch. Beyond Enemy Lines, Covert Operations. That looks kind of cool, actually. That looks like it's a shooter game as well. Unknown Fate. Well, I didn't get very good rating, so I don't think that's something we want to keep talking about. What else we got there? Here's a cartoon-based game called Deponia?
Mm-hmm.
Deponia? Deponia. Not very good. I mean, it actually got a good rating. Got an 8 rating out of it, but not much else. Days Gone, no. PS Vita, there's a game out for Nintendo
PS
Switch.
PS Vita's.
Yeah. That's it, really. Goat Punks.
Whatever, what?
Didn't you, were you still play that or talk about that?
There's a game called Goat Simulator.
Oh, maybe that was it. We talked about that. Goat Punks. Yes, what happens after you play Simulator too long? Right? Goat Simulator, you become a punk.
To play Goat Punks.
You gotta play it. That's it. I don't know. Alright, that was bad. But alright, we're done. Let's go back though. It was, the big release is Mortal Kombat 11 this week. And Jupiter and Mars. The Dolphin Game. Okay. So, again, how do they get a hold of us? They want those, the Rumble Pack.
The
keys
for World of Tanks, just tweet us, World of Tanks, at joystick_show, or email us. Just email us, joystickshow@gmail.com, and then also visit our website, joystickshow.com.
Or by Discord.
Or by Discord.
At Joystick Show.
At Joystick
Show. I think it's at Joystick Space Show. Like a space.
Well, okay. We'll add it next
time.
Yeah,
we'll get it back. So, cool. And there's only four, so first come, first serve. We appreciate you guys listening each and every week. Until next time, game on.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.